Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio. We are broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires, the capital of the Argentine Republic. My name is Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this English language program that, for the time being, because of the pandemic, because of the lockdown, continues to be a weekly program rather than a daily program or a Monday through Friday program, as our shows were until last March, when the outbreak started and when authorities in Argentina implemented lockdown measures. That's why for the past 3 months here at RAI we've been producing all of our programs from home. And that's how we created this multi-language program called Made in Casa that we invite you to check out on our website, rai.com.ar, or on YouTube. It's a show that brings together all of the people working in RAI in this hour-long broadcast in 8 languages. And in addition, each of the languages is doing weekly programs produced from home. This is the English language program that you can listen via WRMI, Miami Radio International. The frequency is 5,800 kilohertz. And the program is also available as a podcast on demand on our website, rai.com.ar. We invite you also to check out our website for podcasts, thematic podcasts on different subjects, on different topics, social issues, music, gastronomy, culture. We are producing a lot of stuff. We are very proud and happy with the feedback we are receiving from our listeners during these times of COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking of our listeners, you can get in touch with us via email. Send your messages to qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. You can send reception reports there. We reply those reports with digital QSL cards. On today's program, we'll be going over the main news stories of the week, the main headlines of the week, and we'll be having an interview with a historian on the occasion of the anniversary of Manuel Belgrano's death. Belgrano is one of the top 5 national heroes in the history of Argentina. He's very popular for many reasons, but mainly because he's the creator of a national flag. You, I'm sure, familiar with it. Light blue, 2 stripes of light blue, a white stripe in the middle, horizontal, the 3 stripes, and a sun in the middle. Well, that's the creation of General Manuel Belgrano in 1812. In addition to that, he was a very important military and political figure in the times of the Revolution of Independence in the 1810s, when Argentina was born as an independent nation. And this Saturday, June the 20th, is the bicentennial of Belgrano's death. There was going to be a very big national holiday and festivities and an important national ceremony headed by the president at the Flags Monument in the city of Rosario, but obviously the pandemic, the coronavirus, changed it all, and now we're gonna be remembering Belgrano from our homes. We'll be talking to the director of the National History Museum about Belgrano, and we'll be listening to some French music in connection with the Fête de la Musique, which takes place this Sunday, June 21st, the beginning of the summer in the Northern Hemisphere, in Paris. But let's get started first with the news. And here are the news, the main headlines of this week. coronavirus cases mark a new record in Argentina. This Thursday saw a daily rise of almost 2,000 confirmed infections, mainly in the Buenos Aires metropolitan area. As a result, authorities have hardened restrictions in public transportation, and only those working in sectors denominated essential will now be the only ones authorized to get on buses, trains and the subway. Running in Buenos Aires City will now be restricted in accordance with the final number of the jogger's ID card. That was another decision of authorities. A former governor, a mayor and a city minister tested positive. They are María Eugenia Vidal, the former governor of Buenos Aires province, Martín Insaurralde, the mayor of the Lomas de Zamora County, and Clara Muzio, who is in charge of the public space ministry of the capital. The women are in good condition and isolated at home, while Insaurralde is in hospital, but not yet in intensive care. LATAM Airlines has announced the closure of Argentina's branch. The Brazilian-Chilean company decided to leave the country after 15 years, following shrinking sales that were aggravated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The firm's management assured they had tried to negotiate a 50% cut in salaries to cushion the impact of the lockdown, but executives said the unions rejected that. Debt negotiations are approaching a climax. The administration of President Alberto Fernández continues talks with creditors to settle a $66.8 billion debt and avert thus a new default. According to media reports, between the government's offer and what bondholders demand, there's a $2 billion gap. The deadline to reach an accord expires this Friday, June 19th, but it could be extended for another 10 days. And these were the news on RAE Argentina to the World. Okay, folks, continuing with our English language program here at RAE Argentina to the World. And this weekend, here in Argentina, we are marking a very special anniversary. It's going to be, it's Flags Day. We call it the Day of the Flag, June 20th, because it is the anniversary of the death of its creator, General Manuel Belgrano, who passed away on June 20th, 1820. But this year is very special because it's 200 years since his passing. So this year has been declared the year of Manuel Belgrano. To talk about him, we are in contact with historian Gabriel Di Meglio, Dr. Gabriel Di Meglio, who's the director of Argentina's National History Museum. Hello, Gabriel. Thank you for this.
Hi, Fernando. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, let's talk a little bit about Belgrano. It's somebody that most Argentines associate with the flag because Belgrano created it. But he's so much more in historical terms than just the flag's creator, isn't it?
Well, yes, Belgrano was one of the key characters of the period of the independence war in what then came to be Argentina after that war. He played one of the main roles in the politics of the period and also in the military field. Belgrano was born in Buenos Aires. He made a career in the Spanish bureaucracy during the years of the Spanish Empire. And he had many ideas of reform, trying to improve the reality he lived by changes inside the monarchical system. I mean, the idea, he wanted to improve education, he wanted to improve agriculture instead of cattle raising. He tried to, he thought that through the action he could change his reality. He wanted to liberalize the economy, but all of that respectfully inside the colonial system. That changed later when the Spanish Empire entered a very important crisis, and especially when in 1808, the French, led by Napoleon Bonaparte, invaded Spain, and the king was put in prison. And so while Spain was started to fight with the French in the Spanish Empire in several places, people like Belgrano started to thought of how to replace the king and how to achieve self-government by different means. And in 1810, he became one of the revolutionaries that ousted the colonial authorities, the viceroy, right, who ruled in Buenos Aires, his city. So Belgrano became one of the members of the collective government called Junta in Spanish, that started to govern the colonial territories as a free territory for a while. That led to an independence war against the people that wanted to maintain the statu quo, right? Who wanted to preserve the colonial system. That was a long war that lasted more than 10 years. Belgrano fought in it. Without being a military, he directed several armies. He won some victories and had some defeats too. And in that wars, he created that flag to identify the revolutionary that later came to be the Argentine flag. And he also was a diplomat in Europe, negotiating with the Spaniards. He played an important role in politics. He developed in a moment a plan of creating a constitutional monarchy with an Inca king, a descendant of the Incas, the Peruvian Empire of the pre-Hispanic times. So he was a very important character without who it is impossible to think of that period of the independence. So he was really important, and after his death, he was much celebrated by his contemporaries, but also then by historians and by the public school, where he's one of the main characters that you can see when you go there, right? When you study, you see in every classroom in Argentina, you have pictures of Belgrano, and you have streets named Belgrano and cities named Belgrano, even soccer, football teams called Belgrano, right?
Yeah. It's a huge figure here, and quite a progress from your description. I can see two things. First, that his line of thought was dynamic. I mean, it evolved through time, but always with a progressive pattern. He was always looking ahead rather than backwards, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, he was someone who had different ideas and was changing his mind during his life, but with always one constant, that is, he was always looking for change, right? Looking for improvement of his reality. So he changed his mind. He was a monarchical reformist. Then he became a revolutionary, a republican. Then he turned into a monarchical but a constitutional monarchical who wanted an Inca king for his territory, but all the time trying to change things. So he's one of the characteristic revolutionaries of the 1810s that are considered here in Argentina the founders of the country, right?
We're talking to Gabriel Di Meglio, historian and director of Argentina's National History Museum. And I know what many of my listeners around the world are thinking now, or I'm guessing. We've got a historian. We're talking about the creator of Argentina's flag. Fernando, please ask him, where does Argentina flag come from? Why is it light blue and white with the sun in the middle? We are told, or we believe at school, that the story is that Belgrano looked at the sky and he was inspired by the clouds and the color of the sky, but definitely that's not the story. Gabriel, why don't you tell us how Belgrano picked these colors, how Belgrano created Argentina's flag? Where does it come from?
Well, actually, it comes from the sky, but through a very crook way, right? Because Belgrano took it from the so-called order of Charles III, the Spanish king, who had created an order, right, like a club of distinguished people who use the color white, blue, and white as a symbol, right? They used to use bands with these colors, white, blue, white, and white, blue again, three strips, on their shoulders, as our presidents do nowadays. He took it from there. So they were well-known colors in these territories. And so he decided to use them. There were not so many available colors back in those times, right? So it was, and the Spaniards were using especially the red color. So he chose these other ones. But the interesting thing is that this order of Charles III, created in the 18th century in Spain, took their white, blue, and white colors from one Virgin. In Spanish, is Inmaculada Concepción, that had her dress is white, blue, and white because of the colors of the sky. So indirectly, he used the sky, but it was not like in the school. Let's say, oh, I want the sky. It was like these colors had a very long tradition in these territories as something important, right? And some years later, he added the a sun in the middle of the flag, which is a symbol of the Incas. The idea was to put an American symbol in the European flag, right?
American as in from the Americas.
Americans from the New World. Americas, right? The American, not of the U.S., American from the from the, all the Americas.
New World.
In this case of South America, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a symbol of the new world. And when was the flag, first officially adopted as Argentina's official flag, but then, in your opinion, culturally appropriated by the people of Argentina? Because after this period of revolution, we have to tell our listeners, Argentina went into a very long period of civil strife, of infighting between regions in which many parts of Argentina, of what is nowadays Argentina, rejected the central authority coming from Buenos Aires. But at a point, the flag of Argentina became accepted by everybody as the symbol of these lands, the flag created by Belgrano. When do you think that happened? Around which time?
Well, that's interesting because, as you said, there were many conflicts. There were conflicts about this: if this was going to be a republic or a monarchy, and it was a republic, then if it was going to be a centralist or a federalist country, it became federalist in the end. And that caused a lot of conflicts. But interestingly, it is interesting that all of them used that flag. I mean, the flag was something very quickly accepted by everybody. So nobody used another flag. Maybe they could change. For example, the Federalist Party used the red color, so they put the sun in the middle instead of being yellow, they put it in red, but the colors were the same. So the flag was used by everybody. So for example, in the museum I direct, the Museo Histórico Nacional, we have flags from all the political parties and are always the same flag. With some of these in the 19th century, with some of these different details, but the flag is this. It was really, really fast. It had a very quick acceptance, right? Already in 1812, when Belgrano created it, it started to be used popularly. So it was really a successful move.
Well, thank you very much, Gabriel.
No, thank you, Fernando.
That was Gabriel Di Meglio, historian and director of Argentina's National History Museum, which is based here in the capital, in the city of Buenos Aires, talking on the occasion of the 200th anniversary of General Manuel Belgrano, Argentina's flag creator's death. Okay, we're going to listen now to a little bit of music on the occasion of the party of music, the Fête de la Musique, that takes place this Sunday, June 21st, in Europe. It began in France, but there are versions in other cities as well outside France. This is an event that marks the beginning of the summer in the Northern Hemisphere and, invites people to be out, to be with others, to celebrate the nice weather, to celebrate the beginning of the summer, enjoying all kinds of music in the streets, whether by famous, best-selling performers and artists, or by buskers, unknown musicians. Everybody has the chance to perform in the streets of Paris, and everybody has the opportunity to enjoy that music. That's what the Fête de la Musique is about. It began in the early 1980s, and it's been going on ever since. This is a very particular year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Fête de la Musique 2020 edition will be different, with social distancing measures and also with a feeling of relief in France after leaving behind, hopefully, the worst of the pandemic in that European nation. We have produced a podcast on the Fête de la Musique in French, if you speak it. That is very nice, very well produced, and it's hosted by the French language host, Eric Domergue. And there is also a Spanish language version that I co-hosted with Eric. Obviously, talking about the Fête de la Musique and different events that take place all over the world, including Argentina. In connection with that, Eric tells us about his experience visiting Paris last year in 2019 and enjoying the Fête de la Musique, which is a dream that he always had. And we listen to music by Argentine French artists. There are many who are French born but raised in Argentina, or Argentine artists that migrated to France. And we're gonna give you a sample of that special podcast that is available on our website, riot.com.ar, by sharing the music of a French Argentine artist, a French Argentine musician and actor, Jean-Pierre Noël. Here's Jean-Pierre with his rendition of La Jeunesse by Serge Gainsbourg.
Chanson. à l'amour. J'avais envie de voir en vous cet amour. Ne vous déplaise en dansant la javanaise. Nous aimions le temps d'une chanson. La vie ne vaut d'être vécue sans amour. Mais c'est vous qui l'avez voulu, mon amour. Ne vous déplaise, chante en dansant la javanaise. Nous aimions le temps d'une chanson.
And with that beautiful music sung in French by Argentine French actor and singer Jean-Pierre Noé, La Javanaise, a song originally performed by Serge Gainsbourg, we come to the end of this week's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. My name is Fernando Farias, thank you very much for listening, and hasta la próxima.